You Can't Go Home Again found its origins in the Thomas Wolfe novel by the same name. But Anthony Bedalka, in his latest novel, Going to Beautiful, disproves that. The Saskatoon author recently won the 2023 Crime Writers of Canada Award for Best Crime Novel, and he joins us now. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Garth, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, what was your reaction when you learned that you'd won this award?
Yeah, well, after I picked my chin off the ground, I was, as you can imagine, very happy, and it was, completely a surprise. I really didn't expect that that this book would win that award, so it was a pretty great moment.
You know, awards from your peer, I think, are sometimes the most meaningful. What does this mean to you?
Yeah, gosh, it means a lot. I think, probably least important personally, it means a lot because this happens to be my 20th anniversary from my very first publication in 2003. So it was, this is a special book and a special win for that. But probably more importantly is what it signifies professionally. Going to Beautiful is a book where, the main characters are a grieving gay chef, his 78-year-old transgender best friend, a Chinese cafe owner, an octogenarian nun, a bunch of Ukrainians on Coffee Row. Most of the characters are over 55. This takes place in a small village in Saskatchewan in winter. And to have that named as the best crime novel in Canada for 2023, I think is, just a nod to the fact that, stories of diversity and inclusion and representation of people and places across Canada are valued, and they have a place at the table of Canadian crime fiction. That's a really good feeling for me because it's something that I've really worked towards my entire career.
What was the inspiration for the book?
Most of it was conceptualized and written during the pandemic. And, through that time, I, as a lot of people, was, I was really getting this sense of collective loss, be it, loss of job, loss of time with family, and in extreme cases, loss of life. I knew I didn't want to write about the pandemic. Writers better than me will do that. But I did want to write about loss, but only as a starting point. My hope was that when the book came out, we would be in a post-pandemic world and that the book could be a bit of a tonic for us. So I really wanted to write a book that starts in this place of loss and struggle, but is a journey to finding joy. And then the other thing I kind of layered on top of it was really wanting to write a bit of a love letter to life on the prairies, which is where I live my life. And I wanted to put those two things together and create this joyful novel. Like, even though it starts out in a place of loss and there's, a murder or two or three, because after all, it is a mystery novel, it really is a book about hope and joy and the, new beginnings and the pursuit of that.
Anthony, without giving away too much, can you give us sort of a brief synopsis of what the book is about?
Yeah, for sure. The main character is a fellow by the name of Jake Hardy, and he, he has it all, Garth. He's got fame, he's got fortune, he's a celebrity chef, he's got a rock-solid marriage, he has an adult son that he's proud of, he's got a great dog, he's got a great apartment in downtown Toronto, and one day, it just all disappears. And during his struggle to try and find his way out of this darkness, by happenstance, he ends up living in a convent in rural Saskatchewan. And that kind of begins his journey back. It really is a story about him realizing that you can find joy and happiness sometimes in the places where you least expect them to be.
Why'd you set it in Saskatchewan?
One of my well, probably my predominant why. Like, I have always asked myself the question, why do I write? And I think it's a question all writers should ask themselves. And mine is that I want to tell stories of underrepresented people and underrepresented places in a way that's both accessible and entertaining. And, you know, this is my new book right now is called Living Sky, and it's my 13th. I would say 10 of the 13 books that I've written are set in Saskatchewan, because I find importance in writing about the place that I live, because I don't see it represented a lot, particularly in genre fiction like crime novels. You know, we have the, you know, the astoundingly wonderful Gail Bowen and a number of other great writers in Saskatchewan doing this, but it's hard to get noticed. And I think the more that people see themselves reflected in stories of all kinds, the better we all feel about ourselves.
Yeah. You mentioned this a moment ago, that most of the characters in your book are 55+. Most are LGBTQ+. Was that a deliberate choice, and why did you want to write about these people?
Yeah, again, it goes back to the why. You know, it's knowing the crime genre as I do. You know, we don't see people of a certain gender or a certain sexuality or a certain age group portrayed in very dynamic main character positions. And to me, it's a bit of a challenge, but it's exciting and it's really worthwhile. I mean, since Going to Beautiful has come out, I you know, the messages that I get from people who say that it was the first time that they kind of saw themselves reflected in what's basically just a mystery novel. It's a whodunit. There's nothing, you know, all that serious about it, but it's a good thing to see yourself.
We've only got 30 seconds left, Anthony, but what would you like to see in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the future is about making sure that books like ours are seen and heard, and winning this award is wonderful. But it's tough. You know, there was a CBC.ca article that came out and didn't even mention my book or me as the top winner, or Joanne Jackson, who was also another Saskatchewan writer. That, I think, has to change.
Anthony, I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much for the conversation, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Garth.
Anthony Bedalta is a Saskatoon author. His latest novel, Going to Beautiful, has won the 2023 Crime Writers of Canada Award for Best Crime Novel. Right now, Sam McCaig is here with a look at today's top.